asking us to move into a place of honor and respect, to really have this devotional time of courage and allowance for our truest self, our divine self that is coming to align with our holy space. So they want us to visit the space that we feel we're entitled to really feel our body, to feel it sink into the chair beneath us, and to allow ourselves to ground to the earth below. And as we do, we are also receiving heavenly chi and energy that is being guided to us through our central column. So allow this union and trust, both with the earth energy and the heavenly flow, to merge and to allow ourselves further expansion. They're quite delighted with the opportunity that is at our midst as we provide the courage and the template for arrival. And that is what is occurring in each moment. As we move into the ascension process, it's quite important for us to display a sense of rightful place. In other words, for us to be the guide of truth, for us to be a self-determining vehicle or vessel, if you will. So as the energies come here and there, it is for us to be most aware that it is our climate change that is to occur, that we are spoken for, shall we say. And as we are encouraged to move into our destiny even further, there is going to be a feeling. It can be a touch of air, it might be a breeze, it may simply be a knowing, but as we allow this union of our true self to take place, in fact, what is being offered is an attunement for our highest voice. Because we are speaking with the lower energies or vitality for too long. And at this time, there is an offering for us to align with our divine self. And so what you will find as you allow this to move through is you will have a heavenly exchange of bliss. Allow the vocal cords to receive your fulfilled destiny. Allow your third eye to be plugged in full adoration of your alignment. You see, dear ones, you are aligning, yes? We bring you this courage, we bring you this insight, we bring you this forecast, because in truth, this has indeed already taken place. We ask you to coincide with this future self. We ask you to come into partnership with this self and to glide in to this advanced status of truth. You see, you have come to claim victory. You have come to claim your assertion and your right to be included in ones that are reaching the highest altitude, that are reaching their furthest glance. You have an entitlement that is ongoing. You have an entitlement that is certain. We ask you, therefore, to check and cross-check and to ascertain your direction. You see, are you tumbling down? Are you tumbling backward? Are you overcome with fright? Now, we kid you not, these are requests. You see, your egoic structure will demand the right to stop, to pardon, to sit down and have a tizzy fit, if you will. We ask you, therefore, to introduce this highest member, this highest allocation of love to all of these dismissive parts, because you see, dear ones, you are the ones dismissing the old regime. You are the ones that are allowing it to crumble, allowing it to be extinguished. Imagine being the firefighter and coming in, extinguishing a fire. You see, you are quite equipped to do so, yes? You even have the gown and appropriate attire. We bring this to your attention because it is most advisable to see yourselves as quite equipped at this time. There is no room for bargain. You see, you either feel entitled or you don't. Now, you can have a strong sense of entitlement and still not know where all the pieces go together. You still may trip into fallacy of belief from time to time. And that is quite excusable. That is allowed because you are learning how to adjust. In each moment, you are adjusting, you see, to the energies of the Elohim. You are adjusting to your own divine prism of light. We ask you, therefore, to be quite liberal with this approach, to understand who has come to claim your own divine mastery. You see, it is your own divine presence, your own holy self. We ask you, therefore, to be most kind and most benevolent to wish this divine self room to grow. Imagine inviting a friend in. You see, they are coming for the weekend. They would like to stay. You make sure they have the proper bedding. You make sure you have the wonderful items on the grocery list, and you have perhaps their favorite cup of tea. At long last, this is the partnership or union that is to occur. We ask you, therefore, to have a jolly good time and to expect miracles. You see, it is all not daunting. It is all not frustrating. In fact, it is quite encouraging to be able to lift up at a moment's notice and be pleased with a higher perspective. Do you see how advanced status this is? You see, dear ones, as you can see it, as you can believe it, you can establish it as your own holy right, and so it is claimed. Therefore, how you evaluate yourself, how you see yourself, how you bring reason to all of your past trespasses, or seemingly so, this is an important argument and one that is here to stay. At this moment, we come to each of you and we present an allowance. We present a good fortune. We ask you, therefore, to stay clear of fear and to receive. Imagine receiving your lion's share. Imagine it being bonus week and there is a surplus of entitlement. Understand? Can you allow yourself for things to be this good? Can you allow for circumstances to be this lovely? You are ultimately in charge, you see, and this is what we are guiding you into. We are bringing you forth your new forecast. We are bringing you forth your new good fortune. We ask you, therefore, to reach out energetically and stretch out with delight. Are you feeling energetically taller, perhaps a little larger? Now, this does not require a larger pair of slacks, oh no, but what you are charged with is new vitality, new energetic presence, new offerings of truth. We are delighted, you see, in claiming this for you as such, because, dear ones, we know who you are. You are the ones that have that will advance all of society. You are the ones that have been spoken about long ago. You are the ones, in fact, that are aligning with truth moment by moment. Now, as you move through the cabin, as you move through what appears to be your linear format, in truth, it is past circumstance. We ask you to remember this preamble. We ask you to remember your divine presence. We ask you to remember that, in truth, you are accessing your divine oneness and such. As you do so, you will recognize that, in truth, all is already done, all is already spoken for, all indeed has already occurred. This will bring you up to date in the sign of the times. This will bring you into holy union with your Christ presence. Day by day, you see, we are singing songs of victory. Day by day, we are overturning past circumstance and bringing forth new understandings, new gifts, new certainties. We ask you, therefore, to play along. When it seems like it can't be done, leave way, make room for your new tomorrow. That is what is occurring. You see, there is no more need for the past timelines. It is passé. It is done for. Understand? In truth, the new offerings are already here to your delight. What we are helping you do, therefore, is a recognizing what has already been delivered. And so it is, and so it shall be. We therefore ask you to be quite liberal with the self-love, to pardon self when you feel confused, to pardon self when you feel downtrodden or lonely, to recognize that you are learning to dismiss charges against self. You are learning to try on your new robes of loveliness. Imagine feeling like you have nothing to wear, nothing at all. And to your delight, as you pass by your closet, you notice a new garment you forgot you had purchased, understand? Imagine the glee in your eye and the quickened step as you advance to the closet and get down to party. We bring this to your awareness because, in truth, your new robes have been offered and they are good to go. It is for you, dear ones, to recognize the delivery has already been made. We therefore close this activation in faith. We come to you, you see, in times of trouble, in times of need, in times of wonder, in times of gladness. In truth, we walk beside you. In truth, we have never left. And so it is. And they're asking us to just provide ourselves with ample opportunity to align with this highest truth and to provide ourselves with the extreme pleasures of delight. As we are most willing to afford ourselves these opportunities, you see indeed that we are in fact a self-determining vessel. We determine how quickly, you see, we shall advance, to let go of the old paradigm, to restructure our days in union with our Christ self, to bring forth the victory. In truth, this has indeed taken place. And what they're showing us, what they're showing me is, well, I'm going to say us, because when I tune in, it's the group that is aware of this new tomorrow. There are new provisions. The best way I can explain this is just take any scenario that you're working with, just like a linear, concern, problem, situation. And they're reminding us that there's a new format. In other words, like they're showing me the Wheel of Cards and Tarot Cards. So it's as we go about just thinking that this linear existence actually is and going about the challenges from the linear format, it's almost like there's a twinkling in the sky where there's a new service call, there's a new divine appointment, there's a new way of creation. And this is where we start aligning with the fifth dimensional consciousness, where we no longer need to play in to the linear format. So all of us have been following these timelines where it's just, you know, what the ego script is producing, and we follow along more and more so. And I literally see like roses, and the roses are becoming like multidimensional colors, because this is signifying the accelerated pace in which we're arriving into each moment. So as we remember that there's a new approach, it's that will be provided, that will be given. Oh my God, the energy coming through me is so delightful. So it's for us to remember this, and this is why they were emphasizing for us to really feel that honor, really feel that privilege, really feel that oneness with our divine self, because in truth, this is what is occurring. We are advancing quite nicely. It's so funny, you know, when you know, we think, when is this going to happen? When is the event going to happen or whatever? But in truth, it's underfoot. It's underfoot. So there's a learning period where we're learning how to attune to the new energies. We're learning how to attune to our divine self that is providing that remembrance. And so they're asking us with delight, to have that compassion and sensitivity, because it's not going to happen overnight. Perhaps it will for some, but for most of us, it's sort of like a play. If you can remember that, you're just sort of like playing. You know, sometimes you align, sometimes you get lost in the story, sometimes you sink down to victim consciousness, and then, you know, when you've had enough of that, you suddenly remember that there's a new opportunity, and off you go again. And the more that we can treat ourselves with love and with kindness and with great respect and honor, because this is really how the ones on the other side of the veil, as they counsel us, view us. They view us with delight. You know, it's almost like raising a child. It's like each time they tie their shoelace, it's like, how fantastic is that? You don't think to berate a small child when they're not able to do it yet. You're just so encouraged every time they are able to advance. So again, because we still rely on the ego at times, we forget this new paradigm. And so they're asking us to really self-promote, to bring in this new advocation of loveliness, to allow ourselves the gift of laughter, to allow ourselves the gift of ease. Because the more that we take things easy, what we'll very easily do is we'll slip into those new timelines, we'll slip into those new approaches. And so again, some of us, what they're saying is like some of us are really opening up psychically. and hearing some beautiful channeled messages ourselves, but then we quickly dismiss it. We're like, oh no, you know, that can't be, or I'm not ready. And so you want to understand who you are from the origin. In other words, you are here to anchor in the Christ energy. So of course you're ready. You arrived ready. And so it's really just a trick of the ego that is going to try to pin you down to that lost cause, to that linear format. So they're asking us again, the more that we can have justified pride, the more that we can have real pleasure in each movement, in each advancement, in each remembrance, this will support our extreme pleasure and delight. Because what I start seeing is, sharing all this, is I really see us moving forward as a group. It's like we're just building momentum and we're just kind of skipping along now. And, you know, we got this little trot thing going on. And so this is where we have opportunity. It's really a self-serve process. We have opportunity to really make strides. Now, again, not from a competitive format, but simply because it feels good. It feels good to be in alignment with your divine self rather than in that linear format. It feels good to be able to produce miracles, to create that which delights you. And it feels not as good to be in frustration of experiencing separation or lack. So the more that, it almost sounds like Abraham, right? The more that we can move into that place of serving what feels good. Does it feel good to feel like a victim, or does it feel good to feel that empowerment? And so as we trust that, as we attune to that, what we're creating, it's almost like a chi ball, because we're creating that momentum. We're creating that flow and that chi. It's just like, you know, building up a habit. The more that we access this approach, the more that we remember, the more that we treat ourselves kindly through the process, the more like energetic presence that's available, and on and on and on. So we really are picking up speed. But just to share, there are a number of us that are just going to start having just like some beautiful, phenomenal experiences where we're moving out of this dimensional reality. What's occurring is we're accessing a multidimensional self. So we're retrieving information that's timely and relevant. So they're asking us, when we start seeing the phenomena, whatever it is, whether you're seeing lights, you're seeing spaceships, you're suddenly remembering a past life, to move out of the victory approach in terms of, you know, oh my gosh, you know, how terrific, and move into that place of empowerment and wisdom. Because there's no accident, whatever you're receiving or perceiving is occurring. If you remember a past life, it just didn't drop out of a hat like, oh, it's time to just tickle her fancy. There's a reason that's coming forth, and it's to help you in your current situation, or a particular gift, or an orb, or whatever it may be. So the more that we understand that this is actually our normal pleasure, this is actually our divine inheritance. In other words, this is really who we are. To not have these abilities and these tools of the trade, because that's what's coming in. Whatever we need in order to move forward is going to arrive. And so to not have access to that would be in denial of self. And that's what we're pushing to the background. That's what we're releasing and leaving, is this notion that we ever have to be in denial of self, that we could ever be separate from our whole self. So this is building up energetically. The support is tremendous. And remember that. So anytime that you feel lost or whatever, to call in that support and claim it. It's there regardless if you're claiming it or not. But by you claiming it, you're remembering to receive it, is the reason they're asking you to hold that intention. It's not that they're not there. It's that you're anchoring it in by that request. Okay, so we will, hi. So we will leave it at that. We're going to go in a, hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
Nice to have you, honey. We'll go in a circle. You're invited to ask a question, and or we'll just tune into whatever's for your best and highest good to receive. And have you been here before?
No.
I didn't think you had. Okay. So the sessions are recorded, so you can go on the website afterwards and listen to your answer if you would like. Okay. And have you been here? I thought you had been here. Okay, you look familiar. All right, so Sandra, so nice to see you. Oh my gosh. Aww. I haven't seen her in a while. So nice to catch up. So how can we help you, my friend? Oh gosh, it's not that you need a stretch, but yeah. Oh gosh, how do I say this? Let me put this in words. And say your first name, please.
Sandra.
As you will stretch into your entitlement, you're going to find out that, the best way to say this is like you've already passed. I don't know how to explain this. Like, imagine you're taking swimming lessons, and depending on your certificate, you're allowed into certain parts of the pool. And so you're just kind of doing your thing in the part that you're permitted to be based on your certificate. But someone comes over to you and said, like, why aren't you on the deep end? And you're saying, well, because I haven't passed that part. And they're showing you like your checklist of everything that you've accomplished. And so every week or whatever, like your instructor has you do, okay, now we're gonna do this skill, now we're gonna do that skill. And they keep recording the skills. Well, lo and behold, what you didn't realize is that you've already passed the next level. And so for whatever reason, you never picked up your certificate, so you were unaware. This is what they want to explain to you. And so when I see it's kind of like stretching, it's that you've already developed beyond your current understanding of self. And so you're entitled to, like in the example, you're entitled to go to that deeper end of the water. And the way that you can do that, and say your name again, please.
Sandra.
Is to allow yourself the gift of understanding. In other words, let me figure out how to do this. In your quiet time in your meditation, they're asking you to really surrender to spirit, really surrender to God, whatever your word would be, and to trust that which you will receive, because, oh my gosh, it's almost like you're sort of keeping yourself limited and holding yourself back, because it has to do with self-perception. It has to do with I've got the blue lights going off, what you believe you can or cannot do. And so because you haven't, like, I don't know what the word is, like tested it in a while or visited those outer circumstances, you don't realize how capable you are right now. You don't realize what you're entitled to. So this is about, and say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
This is about trusting your divine presence. I feel like as you start really playing with this, really allowing yourself to expand, you're going to be treated with the most excellent prizes or situation. The bottom line, let me see how else to explain this to you, and say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
Gosh, I'm trying to figure out how to say this to you. You've already advanced, but it's like you haven't picked up the tokens for it yet. You've already advanced more than you realize. And so somehow you're somehow still not aware of it. One moment, please. And Sandra, say your name one more time.
Sandra.
Do any kind of little prayer work, like reveal to me what I need to know, show me my truth.
If I know that, pray.
Say that again.
What do you say?
To do like a prayer, like, show me what I need to know, reveal to me my truth. What they're helping you to do is to expand into, oh my gosh. Give me one second. The bottom line is that you don't understand what you're entitled to. Like when I'm tuning into you, I literally leave Earth. Like I'm gone. So let me try to figure out what's holding you back here. One moment. And Sandra, say your name one more time.
Sandra.
I'm not sure what it is. I don't know if it's like you don't want the responsibility of it, or what it is. But the bottom line is you have access to so much more. That's what I keep hearing. She's entitled. You have access to so much more than you're allowing in. And just by, and as I'm saying this, like I'm just starting to bliss out. So just by you allowing yourself to receive, the gifts of mercy, the gifts of pleasure, the gifts of quiet exchange of bliss, you're gonna like find that you're in this new destiny, you're in this new divine appointment. Oh my goodness, one moment please. I can't even tell you how good this is. Sandra, say your name one more time.
Sandra.
To be honest, I honestly think if you just do a little bit of meditation on a consistent basis, what it's going to do, they're saying it's going to crack the code because you're going to allow yourself, there's just some kind of stronghold, there's some kind of like psychic control over the whole thing. But through meditation, you're going to relax and receive. And say your name one more time.
Sandra.
You're ready. You're ready. There's some fear regarding it. I'm not sure what it is. Sandra, say your name one more time.
Sandra.
And I know you meditate. I can't imagine that you don't meditate. When you meditate, just relax and allow yourself to be served is the best way to say it. You're ready to move up. You're ready to move up. So tell me how that feels. Like, have you been feeling that something's going on? Because
in my house, what's going on in my house?
Oh my God, your orbs! Oh my gosh, your orbs!
I forgot about it.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to come back to you just to see what else I can tap into. But the bottom line is, you're already good to go, and like you don't realize it. It's all I know. Like you're already there. You just don't realize it yet for some reason. It's like so fantastic. I can't even begin to tell you. It's hard to come back to this room because tuning into you energetically, I just like I'm in another world, and it's fun. It just feels so good. So you're entitled to really assume a position of authority. So whatever reason, it's almost like I just see you like in this like new dimensional reality, and you're walking around like you don't realize you're there. It's I'm coming back to you. Give me a second. Hi, how can we help you?
Sandra, next to Sandra. Can I have a message, please?
Oh, how funny. And say your first name.
Sandra.
And say it one more time.
Sandra.
And say it one more time.
Sandra.
Thank you. And say it one more time, Sandra.
Sandra.
You can receive more. Oh, it's going to get so good, my friend. You can receive more as you relax. In other words, imagine you're just in the Garden of Eden. Imagine everything's just easy. What gets you sideways sometimes is, it's not just you, it's everyone. It's just like the intellect, it's just the angst of it all. And so the cerebral kind of takes over and it slows it down. It doesn't mean that you're still not going to get the good stuff. It just means that it's going to take a wee bit longer. And what they're saying to you is, why suffer? Why suffer any longer than you need be? And say your name one more time. So this is about you getting comfortable with the good life. This is about laughing, joyful. The best way to explain this is, it's like, have you ever heard of, you know, the easiest way to manifest is like just to maintain that high vibration, to maintain your frequency, just to think frequency. And say your name one more time.
Sandra.
Yeah, that will do it for you. That will do it for you. So the Spirit's working with you to help you manifest some things. The more that you cannot stop worrying about how it's going to happen, you know, what he said, like looking like, you know, what did that reaction mean? What do you think he meant by that? What do you think he meant that he didn't answer? What do you think he meant that he said this when he did answer? Like all that cerebral stuff. Like as you will just eliminate it and drop it and move into that place of union with divine pleasure, move into that place of realizing that you're accessing your own delights, your own empowerment through your union with Source, because in truth, everything is you, yes? And so if someone's not stepping up to the plate in terms of their own ego consciousness or whatever, but you're in union with you, you're in union with your pulsation, with your frequency, with your delight, you'll just create it in another form. It'll just come to you through the window or whatever. So your job is to worry less, and say your name one more time.
Okay.
Thank you. Your job is to worry less about what you're seeing or not, and to remember that in truth, what's real is what is unseen. And so you're learning how to play host to that new arrival. You're learning how to receive from your alignment with your divine self. You're doing really well. All I know is you got some goodies, because I see all this like manifestation energy all about you. And so they're asking for your continued cooperation in order to bring it in. And so again, it's letting go of that trap of just like, oh my gosh, like mulling over. They're showing me like two people like discussing someone's dialect, like they're missing the point, you know? So less focus on reacting to environment and more so about being aligned with your divine self. So like maintaining your frequency is the best way I would do something like that, is always just think frequency, always just think, you know, opening up to that union with your own self. Feel good, you know, Abraham kind of stuff. And say your name one more time. And that will help move things along. You've got some goodies coming your way. So they're wanting to help speed it up a little bit.
Do you see what goodies?
Do you want to share the goodies? No, I'm teasing. one moment, please.
There will be plenty.
And say your first name.
Sandra.
I feel like it's like in a couple of, oh, well, let me say it this way. And say your name one more time.
Sandra.
I feel actually like it's going to be in a couple of areas, and it has to do, I totally get the message now. It has to do with the vibrational shift that's about to occur in you. I get that. So as you, I understand why they were saying focus on the frequency, stop worrying about the details. Because as you shift vibrationally, you become a match for like everything kind of shifts. So I just see, I almost want to say across the board. Say your name one more time.
Sandra.
There's a shift at work and new playmates is all I know. And it has to do with your vibrational appointment. So just think vibration, just think frequency. It's literally all you have to do. And everything's going to shift to meet you.
Everything you said is exactly what I was feeling. It's just, thank you for putting it into words so it sinks in.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Cool. Well, hi, sweetheart.
Hello, Nicole. How are you?
I'm so good. It's so nice to see you.
It's so good to be here.
Aw, how can
we
help you?
Messages are awesome.
Aw, it's awesome. Awesome beings.
Just a message from Spirit. Not just, but a message from Spirit. Thank you.
Start setting up home in your new dimensional reality. So I don't know if you're channeling or feeling beings or whatever you're doing, and say your first name.
Susan.
Start moving into that place of encouragement. In other words, start making that dimensional reality or those relationships as real, if not more real, than your current occurrence, meaning the 3D linear world. And say your name one more time.
Susan.
You're going to learn, they're showing me like flipping pancakes. You're gonna learn how, yeah, I get it. Like I see you literally, oh my gosh, I'm glad this isn't real. So you're like in two boats, like a foot in each boat, and you're learning almost like water skiing or something. You're learning how to travel with, so you wanna release attachment to the linear, and you wanna be very loose with it because you're literally learning how to stay balanced and walk in both worlds, if that makes sense. And say your name one more time.
Susan.
And it's part of your divine calling. It's part of your divine calling. So you almost feel like Merlin to me or whatever, when you know, he would suddenly have these places appear that weren't there before because he knew how to create. That's how you feel to me. Oh my God, the energy feels so fantastic. It's just like absurdly fantastic. So this is about you, oh gosh, it's almost like when you read about like shamanic travels, when they walk into other dimensional realities. But in your case, you're gonna learn how to maintain awareness of both simultaneously.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And say your name one more time.
Susan.
Get very comfortable with those, I'm guessing you're getting visitors or channeling whatever.
Yes.
Make those playmates as important as real and real as the ones with the skin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a lot of channeling. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm sharing right now, so.
Mm-hmm. And say your name one more time.
Susan.
Make those playmates, how do I say this? Susan, say your name one more time.
Susan.
It's sort of like, here's my friend Sandra, she's sitting here. Whoever you're channeling, like, make it like a personal relationship. Here's my friend. That, you know, so that, say your name one more time.
Susan.
You're moving into the place of being in the world but not of the world, is how it feels. Where that world becomes as real to you as the world that we tend to associate with.
It feels like that.
Yeah. It's gonna be even more so like that because you're anchoring in, say your name one more time.
Susan.
You're anchoring in some energies. And in order to do that, and say your name one more time.
Susan.
In order to do that, you have to establish like a regular, I don't know what the word is, but a regular presence. In other words, somehow your energy gets locked in to that other dimension involvement or what, oh my God, the energy's coming through me, you're so fantastic. These are your energies. The best way to explain it is I'm looking at an elementary school and imagine being the principal and you're checking on the second grade class and you're checking on the third grade class, but they're all in the school building. It's like that.
Okay. And bringing in whoever I'm channeling into more into my everyday life.
And say your name one more time.
Susan.
They're already in your everyday life, bringing your awareness of them. More so.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you get to the point where reminds me of Merlin or something, where you're sitting in your cabin or wherever you are, but this reality drops and you're in a different reality.
That's my tiny house. It's like going to another world. People come in and it's like Harry Potter world.
I'll say your name one more time.
Susan.
You're going to be slipping into other dimensional realities. And you're supposed to. It's got to do with the work that you're bringing in. Okay. You're also going to have some groovy experiences of time collapsing. So, yeah, I don't know. It's almost like, I don't know if you astral travel, whatever you do, you're going to leave, like you're going to see that time is not real.
Yeah, I have done that.
Yeah.
Meditated and left and came back and it was still the same time, which is really wild.
Oh, it's about to get wilder.
That sweat I'm feeling.
Yeah, it's super good. Yeah, they're really, really pleased. Let me just see if there's anything practically. One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Susan.
Enjoy. The more you can enjoy the process, the faster the process will go. So don't see it as work, enjoy. Enjoy the camaraderie, enjoy the fresh air of the higher knowingness of the higher attunements. Enjoy. So good. Uh-huh. Nice to see you. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Just a message from Spirit. Mm-hmm.
And say your first name, please.
Yamila.
And say it one more time.
Yamila.
And say it one more time.
Yamila.
Thank you. There's no wrong and there's no error. You've got some decisions coming up where, and say your name one more time.
Yamila.
Thank you. Where you're trying to figure out, like, okay, what's for my best and highest good, or what does Spirit want me to do, or what's going to bring me like the best, whatever. And it's a little bit like Susan's message where they said, like, enjoy the process, like enjoy the way. So they're saying that you've got like room to give. You've got like your path isn't as structured as you may think. So in other words, there's soul lessons to be learned, and there's certain circumstances that are going to occur to your delight because you're supposed to. So when you run into someone because you're supposed to, it's going to happen. But that you have allowance for your good pleasure. So when you're trying to make decisions, there's not like this right and wrong that we would tend to believe. It's whatever suits your fancy, whatever feels best to you, whatever feels most timely and relevant. As you move forward and declare that in victory, it's like your guides will follow you and bless the situation. So you can look back and say, oh, I chose the right thing. Well, you chose you is what you did. And so you made it the right thing. So they're asking you to, and say your name one more time.
Yeah,
To kind of have fun. Like I'm literally seeing like Las Vegas where it's like, you know, let me take a gamble, let me have fun. To allow yourself like the gift of victory in terms of establishing your own happiness, in terms of establishing your own orchestration. In other words, enjoy your life. You know, if you want to move here, move here. If you want to be with this person, if you want to do this hobby, like to permit yourself to stretch a little bit in terms of, and say your name one more time.
Yamila.
In terms of what delights you, what delights you. Because you have certain lessons to learn, but it can be done with whatever delights you. And so sometimes there's a little bit of a hold up because you're trying to figure it out too much, or you want to do the right thing, or you don't want to get it wrong, or you're afraid to step forward. There's some kind of like withdrawal or hold back. And so they're saying it's your right to have it all. Like in other words, you have let me say it this way. It's like you have a blessing on your life, and you can take that blessing, like you're given the money. Imagine being given money. Go to the fair, have fun. So you're like at the fair, and it's like, should I go on that ride? Or maybe I should do that first. It's like, well, what should I do? Well, you can do anything you want to do. You're at the fair. So to play a little bit more, to have fun, to not be concerned about, am I doing the right thing, and whatever it is. Because what they're saying is you're entitled to victory. In other words, the blessing's going to follow you whatever you choose. Does that make sense? Okay. So that's the first thing they want to say. And say your name one more time.
Yamila.
And say it one more time.
Yamila.
And say it one more time.
Yamila.
I just feel like Spirit just wants you to enjoy yourself. It's the most amazing thing. You've done a lot of good work. You've done a lot of hard work. You've been there for others in their times of need, and they very much appreciate it. And say your name one more time.
Yamila.
Oh, gosh. I don't know how else to say this, but there's more to come. So you've been there for others in their time of need, and you will do so again. Because Spirit can count on you to provide, and they very much appreciate that. So that being case, on your off time and your off hours, go have fun, enjoy yourself, party. So not literally, but you know, please yourself. Do that which you're entitled to, because you do really good work for Spirit. I mean, honestly, there's like a personal thanks. You really have gone above and beyond the call of duty in some situations. And they really couldn't be more grateful. So that being said, that it's your turn to explore, to have fun. And I literally see like you've got like you're at a fair. Like, where do I want to go? And say your name one more time.
Yamila.
Yeah, you don't need to worry as much. Things are good. Things are looking really good, actually. Uh-huh. Hope that helps. Hi.
How you doing?
Yeah, can we help you?
Just a message.
I don't know what this is about, but it's like a public service announcement they want to pass on. Spirit looks at intention. So when you're trying to do something and you're trying to decide, should I do it or not, they're not looking at what you're doing. They're looking at the intention behind it. So if the intention is benevolent, if the intention is relevant in terms of doing the right thing, you know, your heart's in the right place, you can go for it. I'm not sure what it is, but there's something you've done where, oh God, I don't know what it is, to be honest, unfortunately, but it's something where like you're comparing it to what someone else has done, but the difference was the intention. They were doing it, and they weren't so much on the up and up, whereas you had the good heart. You were trying to play fair. You wanted like a win-win for all. So they're like, tuck that away in your wallet for future reference. It's almost like that statement, God reads your heart. So because you're doing things from the heart, you're good to go, and Spirit will always serve you and follow you. Okay, so something you needed to know. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it'll dawn upon you at some point. So let me see what else we have for you. One moment, please. And say your first name again.
Guy.
And say it one more time.
Guy.
And Guy, say it one more time. And Guy, say it one more time.
Guy.
Thank you. You have a lot, it goes back to the beginning message, you have a lot of spiritual merit built up. So you're going to have an opportunity come your way. Take it. And say your name one more time.
Guy.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that. The compliment goes to you. You have a lot of, oh my God, it's kind of like the last message, right? You have a lot of spiritual merit built up. And so there's some kind of opportunity that it's like had to be given to someone. So it's coming to you, and it has to do with all the good that you've given out. So, and say your name one more time.
Guy.
You're wondering if it's going to work or not, and here's what I want to say. On the linear, it may look a little iffy or chancy, because on the linear, it looks like a little rough around the edges. But you've got spirit backing you, and it's going to be a success. I don't know what it is, but you'll know when it happens. I'm going to guess it's like a work thing or something. And say your name one more time.
Guy.
Trust your intuition. You're more connected than you realize. You can read people, trust it. Like, I feel like you wonder, it's like, you know, you're more connected than you're aware. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if there's anything else, and say your name one more time.
Guy.
Trust your intuition in both respects, I get it. If someone doesn't feel like they're in the up and up, trust that. I hate giving those messages, but oh well. I feel like it's a guy that you're just going to think, you know how to read people, you can sniff them out. Trust that. I'll leave you with that. Hi.
Hello.
How can we help you?
I guess a message.
What do you want to be when you grow up? And say your first name.
Jennifer.
And say it one more time.
Jennifer.
What do you want to do that you're not doing? What have you wanted to do that you put on the back shelf? You don't think you're good enough, you don't have the money, something like that. And say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
And say it one more time.
Jennifer.
You're sitting on a skill you're not using, you're supposed to be using. So what do you do?
I work in real estate.
What would you like to do?
I don't know.
What are you good at? Do you have like hobbies?
I'm a sailor.
Sailor? Mm-hmm. How cool is that? And say your name again?
Jennifer.
Do you sing? Do you draw? Do you paint something artistic?
No.
You're sitting on a skill. Hold on. It's extremely positive, I can tell you that, and you're very good at it. Hold on. And say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
And say it one more time.
Jennifer.
With the sailing, have you ever thought of like doing something with it?
No.
Sailing, writing a blog?
Just for fun.
Just for fun. Jennifer, there's something that you can do that you're not doing. Hold on, sweetheart. And say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
They bring it through your dreams all the time. They bring it through your dreams all the time. So let's start with this. Start recording anything that you remember from your dreams. Like you can just press your recorder on your cell phone or have paper and pen. And it doesn't matter if all you remember is a car. Just the fact that you start recording it signals like your readiness, and it just helps enhance the connection so you can further develop the ability to receive. They're working with you in your dream time state to prepare you. I honestly don't know what it is, and I don't know why I don't, but I don't. It feels artistic to me, to be honest. One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
And say it one more time.
Jennifer.
Have you ever thought of like a side business, like something like with a girlfriend or something where it's like, wow, you know, I would love to do that or have a little business. There's something sitting there waiting for you to do. I promise you. I will come back to you in a moment. I may need to just offer you a free mini reading or something. To try to tease this out, because I don't know what it is, but you have a new opportunity sitting waiting for you. And it's good. It's fun. It doesn't mean that it's like your full-time job or anything, but it's going to enhance you. And the reason is, it's going to develop you spiritually. I got energy going through my whole body. It's going to develop you spiritually, because things that we do with delight, things that we do that are of like a creative nature, when you know, it's sort of like painters. When painters paint, they lose the sense of time, because they're just like, they're beyond time. They're just one with their soul. So it's something of a creative nature that's really going to, I see this, I really get this. It's just going to lift you up spiritually. It's just going to be really good for you to do it. And I feel like you have fun. And I don't have a clue what it is, to be honest. So I'm just going to ask them to help bring that awareness to you. Let me see what else they want to say about that. Jennifer, say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
It may just be a girlfriend calling you one day and saying, would you like to do this side thing with me? I don't know what it is, but it's going to be really, really good for you. It's all I know for now. You are more than welcome, in all sincerity, if you're interested, just call me and I can do like a mini session. And I'm not sure what the block is, if it's on your side or my side, but I'll be glad to tune in again and see if I get any more information from it. Thanks. But it's good. And your energy is wonderful, too. Hi.
Hello.
How can we help you?
Message from my highest and best.
Well, not only do you have animals coming through from the other side, but you also have these symbols coming through that are coming into your energy space that are helping to align and strengthen you. So you may start feeling them. You may see them, you may feel them, but just know that they're coming to kind of strengthen you somehow. It's like codes or something where the mind doesn't understand, but the heart does. But they're just being placed like energetically around you. I just feel strengthening is how it feels to me. And say your first name.
Cheryl.
And say it one more time.
Cheryl.
Choose to know. So they're saying it was out of the love for your animal that you brought forth your abilities. That didn't happen by accident. It's so funny. It's like similar to something I was saying. It didn't happen by accident. It happened because the love brought it forth. And so it's kind of in alignment with the statement of choose to know. Because as you choose to know your oneness with Source, as you choose to know, and say your first name one more time.
Cheryl.
As you choose to know that which you're capable of, as you choose to know more of who you are, you're going, like, I almost see like you doing like a research study where almost like if you're taking inventory of a warehouse, it's sort of like we have four of these and five of these, and like you're researching the warehouse and you're seeing what it is you have. And that's going to be like this ongoing, oh my gosh, the energy is so fantastic. That's going to be this ongoing process for you from here on out, where as you, they're so excited, as you, as you gain this accelerated stance, and this is what the symbols are doing, somehow they're helping you, strengthen and accelerate your performance and your desire, you're going to feel more of your multidimensional self. You're going to feel more of your divine appointment. And so as you make that desire known, as you choose to come into union with this whole aspect of self, it's so interesting because your message reminds me of Sandra's message in the beginning, where she's able to access so much more of her abilities, and for some reason, she's learning how to do that. So for you, and say your name one more time.
Sure.
This is about allowing your true self to be heard. In other words, we've been talking about this for eons, but you're this incredibly strong master, is actually who you are. And so you're entitled to much, and as you get most comfortable with this union, with this desire, the coursework will just unfold naturally. So again, going back to the recognition of the animal, that again, because it was your desire to have that communication, it was your desire to have that outreach, that this occurred. So as you desire to be whole, as you desire, and say your name one more time.
Cheryl.
As you desire to come into contact with your true essence, with your true self, a little bit like the beginning message, you're gonna find just this, oh my God, it's so good, I'm gonna sit in your seat. You're gonna find this like avalanche of wealth that's just going to adorn you. And there's nothing you need to do. It really has to do with you getting comfortable with exposing the truth, to really to know thyself. It's all set up. It's like been divinely preordained from the very start. And say your name one more time.
Sure.
So this is about you being, oh my gosh, I see you in this other incarnation and you've got this amazing headdress. Oh my gosh. It's just fantastically gorgeous. It's really good to give you a compliment. I really feel like you're soaring in terms of your appreciation of self. It's almost like appreciation of self, confidence of self, like you're really learning how to adjust where, I know this sounds a little weird, but it's kind of like, I think I'm okay. Like, I think I'm okay with who I am. Like, it's like you're returning to self is the best way to explain it. Yeah, you're just integrating. So everything that you do, like you're really just getting more comfortable in your skin kind of thing. And that is going a long way. And say your name one more time.
Sure.
To introduce you to the good life. And I don't know what these symbols are, but they're sitting there and they're working their magic. So at some point you'll start recognizing it or feeling it. But so good, there's more to come. They're saying there's ample reason to party, because this is just like oh my God, like almost like if you go to the movies and you see the previews, it's like this is just beginning promotional material in terms of that amazingly fantastic picture you shared with me. So I hope that helps. The compliment definitely goes to you. You're responding very nicely to love. And again, you've got this energy that's anchored in you that is, it's really doing a very nice job because this strengthening is unfolding quite beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, goodness. Okay, Sandra and her orbs and her mystical pleasure. We may just need to do a mini reading with you as well. Okay, all I can tell you so far is you're way more advanced than you're realizing you are. Obviously, you have groovy friends hanging out with you. Gosh, just see these pictures Sandra has. All these friends with her, it's like a light show. You said that, right? It's like a light show here.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay, hold on one second. Let me figure this out. And say your first name again.
Sandra.
Well, let's just do that. It's on me, no charge. Let's just like get together and do a little reading. And the reason why is this is about you advancing. They're trying to get you advanced. And you're a little, what's the word, hesitant? You're a little like gun shy about the whole thing. So they're just gonna leave it at that, this for now, but they wanna keep working with you. They're saying time's up with fear. They're showing me the watch. Time's up with fear, time's up with fear. It's so funny, because as long as I've known you, I'm like, you're the most, oh my gosh, it's really true. You're the most clairvoyant person I literally know. And this includes all the people that have 6 bestseller books and trips, you know, like seminars and to Hawaii on cruise ships. You're the most clairvoyant person I know. And so they're saying that goes a long way in terms of the depth of wisdom. So the reason that you're as clairvoyant as you are is because of your divine presence in terms of your like spiritual hierarchy and spiritual mastery. And they're saying like time's up with fear, time's up with fear. For whatever reason, they're asking me to spend some time with you and explore this a little further. And I understand, I'm gonna tell on myself, I understand why, because you and I are mirrors in that regard. Or you and I are mirrors in that regard. So somehow in me spending that additional time with you, you know how this game works. I'm basically gonna be talking to myself. And they're saying, and we both need a good education. We both need a good education. So let us do that. And yeah, because I'm sitting next to you, of course, as well. So we're vibrationally compatible. So that makes sense. Let me just see if there's anything else I can pull through that is of relevance. And say your name one more time.
Sandra.
Yeah, they're silent for now. So let us do that and see where that takes us. What I do know is you're ready for the next chapter of your spiritual life. And for whatever reason, like I literally see someone coming, like needing to hold your hand, and it's like, come walk this way. Mm-hmm. And so there's a little bit of encouragement that is gonna go a long way, they're saying. So I look forward to that. Okay, so that would, you're very welcome. All right, so let us bring this to a close. One moment, please. In fact, time well spent, yes? Now, we mean time in a relative fashion. You see, much has occurred beyond your current level of awareness. We ask you to step up and to join us, yes, in this party room. You see, dear ones, you are learning to respond to the clarion call. You are learning to go beyond the space-time continuum and to enjoy your higher learnings, your higher teachings. There has been much that has been offered, both on a conscious and a other level of awareness, and other level of awareness. We ask you, therefore, to party hardy. In other words, to slow down and to breathe in life, to breathe in the breath, to notice the energies as they align, as you permit this attunement of advanced acceleration. Until next time, we remain ever faithful. Namaste. Thank you so much, everybody. So nice to have everyone.